The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Jay Garvin's here with the Home and Money Talk podcast. I appreciate you tuning in and sticking around if you're listening to my whole show for the final segment. But most importantly, I want to let you know, as I cover these subjects, you can get a hold of me personally. My number is 719-330-1457. And also, you can go to churchillcolorado.com. And today's subject is the everyday millionaire, topic that I've went into detail in prior segments. You can get that at KRDO.com under radio, under the podcast, but you can also go to iTunes and get the entire show as well as jgarvins.com. But Everyday Millionaires is a title I did not come up with, of course. It's from Chris Hogan's book, part of the Dave Ramsey team, FPU, the Lampo companies, all of that. And Chris wrote a book released this last month, January 2019, which did a case study of 10,000 millionaires. Very similar to The Millionaire Next Door that was released in 1996, where that Thomas Stanley and his buddy William Donko did a study and found very similar things. The fact of the matter is that there is no special category of people that are millionaires. There is no special drink or region or ethnic group that is millionaires. There's no statistics or proof showing at all that millionaires find their wealth through inheritance or through the lottery. The bottom line is the secret is there is no secret. I shared statistics with you earlier in the show and podcast. I'm going to give you the top 10 where 90% of all millionaires believed or exercised these truths that I'm going to share with you. But the reason that I'm doing this podcast is the fact that knowing a description of a millionaire is knowing the description of someone who's financially independent. Knowing the description of someone that's financially independent is knowing the description of someone that's financially stable. And knowing the description of somebody that's financially stable is knowing someone in America that actually has the chance to retire, which really is the American dream. If you're working till the day you die, if you never take control of money, if you really are a slave to debt or your work, then be honest with yourself. You're never going to understand compounding interest or residual income if you're just earning ordinary income and your debt exceeds your income every month. It gets tiresome. I take time to do these podcasts because 40% of all Americans don't even have $1,000 or more for an emergency expense out of savings. 30% of Americans, one-third, don't even have $2,000 for an expense out of savings. That means a third of all Americans don't even nearly have 1 month of reserves in their life, which means one or two paychecks and they're broke. And I want to help you break off those handcuffs and understand what it takes to have financial stability, financial independence, and in this case, if you want to call it a millionaire, someone who has $1 million of tangible assets in their life, then I've done my job today. These gripping statistics I share with you are simple beliefs across the board for millionaires. Number one is the fact that 99% of all millionaires say their family would describe them as hard workers. Is that you? 94% of millionaires say that it is discipline and not luck that they've acquired their wealth. 97% of millionaires believe they control their own destiny. 98% listen to others' input actually when they make decision and change the course based on that decision and that input, which is amazing. 96% of millionaires never carry a credit card balance. Now, if you do this now, you can change your course. See, it's a decision. It's not something that you're born with. It's just discipline. 96% of millionaires have never had a past due bill. 93% of millionaires actually use coupons to shop. 96% of millionaires like their jobs or careers. And at the end of the podcast, I'll share with you about my passion for helping you find your interests and your passion in life. These top 10 attributes of millionaires says a lot. And I want you to think about it because it's just stability. It's ability for you to pass this on. And some of the final stats here is just staggering. I'm going to tell you the top three professions statistically for this millionaire study of 10,000 people out of Chris Hogan's Everyday Millionaire book. You can get it online, Amazon, wherever you go. Find this book and read it. It's worth it. Number one is individuals in the accounting field, comptrollers, bookkeepers, CPAs, and such. Number two is engineer field, IT, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers. And the third one, which we have hope, is teachers. And one more statistic is only 20% of all millionaires even grew up in a household that was in the upper class. 50% came from the middle class, about 25% came from the lower middle class, and 4%, 4 in 10 millionaires came from a lower class, very hard upbringing. That can be you too. If you want more information and more detail about this book review or what you can do with it, just call me at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com and say, Jay, I'd like to know more about having financial stability, financial independence, and maybe even becoming a millionaire. For me, myself, an adult child, a friend, a family member, whoever you want to help, you reach out to me. And as I state at the end of every show, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end, just your relationships. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver to you, because that's what I found in you, podcast listener, the radio listener, that I would love to serve. Again, reach out to me at 719-330-1457. Get more details of this podcast at iTunes under The Jay Garvin Show, or you can actually go to jaygarvins.com. And while you're there, go to churchillcolorado.com and sign up for my next class this next week on February 19th, 2019 at 6:30 p.m. titled Your Home, Your Mortgage, and Your Retirement. Your Home, Your Mortgage, and Your Retirement. Another class that I teach for people over 55 about how to work with your equity going into retirement, building a residual income. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show and Podcast.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.